Hey, welcome to our third podcast in our series of discussion number one for Literature Circles. We're here with the Mr. Monday Book One Keys to the Kingdom novel written by Garth Nix, and our discussion members are
Aragon,
Polkador,
Madlog 56,
Piston was 1, 2, 3.
All right. And indeed, this is certainly our longest novel of all four. Challenging reading level. How's it coming for simply keeping up with the daily reading? Has it been a bit challenging, or is it doable?
I think it's been really challenging to keep up with the reading, because we average about 3 chapters a day, so we can finish it before school ends.
I think it's also challenging, because this year, around this time, is baseball season, and it's kind of hard, because you got baseball games some quite a bit of nights and stuff. And then you have a baseball game at like 6 or something, and then when you get home, it's like 8 o'clock. And usually by that time, you got to get ready for bed. And it's challenging to read it, too.
This is Pistons 1, 2, 3, and I think we can do it, but it is a challenge to read such a long book. But it's a good book.
Okay. I definitely agree with that. I finished book 5 not too long ago, and it's a very engaging series. You'll come to really like and enjoy the characters. They're pretty dynamic. Let's talk about a quick summarizer in 3 minutes or less. I'll start our timer. Who can tell me what's going on with this book? What are some of the big ideas? I don't need every single detail. Go, Aragon.
Well, so far what's been going on is we found out that Arthur has asthma, and he has a hard time getting around, and every Monday in gym class he has a track run, and the last one that happened, he fell and had an asthma attack in the grass, and 2 figures appeared, and he was given a key, and he didn't know any details about the key. But with the key, there came a whole lot of weird creatures that popped up outside of his window, and he could only see them, and then he had 2 friends, Ed and Leaf, that he met along the way.
Okay. Okay. Polkadoke?
That's Polkadork.
Polkadoke?
Dork. Okay, then. Well, he found this key, and, well, he didn't find it. Somehow,
they gave it to him.
Yeah, people gave it to him. Mr. Monday gave it to him, I think. And, this key opens this atlas, and the key doesn't look like any ordinary key. It looks like some sort of a wand or anything. Something like that. And, whenever the atlas is by the key, the, atlas grows at least times 2, and then it shows. We haven't figured out how it shows yet. We know, like, it showed the house and what was inside of it and that stuff.
Okay, so we have strange things going on, strange creatures. Mad Dog?
I'm sort of gonna continue off Mitchell's thing where he said, the key looks sort of like a wand. And one of our classmates actually said, asked us if it was a wand, and so that kind of proves that it sort of looks like a wand.
Okay.
I agree with Aragon, Polkadork, and/or Polkadoke, and Mad Dog 56. But it's actually the second hand 2 o'clock. If you look at the cover, it is a old-fashioned second hand 2 o'clock, but just about they got the rest.
Okay. One of the questions that someone brought up, they talked about it looking like a wand. We have the whole second hand issue. And someone made a text, and I think it was Polkadoke, made a text-to-text connection to Harry Potter. What is the fantasy element that you're seeing so far in the novel? And this is open for anybody.
Basically, all the creatures that are trying to attack him is a basic resemblance to Harry Potter. Like in the 3rd movie, the werewolf. And then in the 2nd one, there's the basilisk. And then in the 4th one, there's the dragons.
Okay, so different creatures. Different. Okay. What else do we have?
This is the basilisk, dude. Basilisk.
What other elements of fantasy do we have?
Well,
is there anything that's not quite realistic?
There's no such thing as magic for some people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those people.
Okay, we'll leave the Wiccans out of this. Okay.
And I don't think there is any sort of a person and or thing that comes up to windows and goes, "Let me in. Okay. Let me in."
The dog-faced bowler hat guys.
The dog-faced dude.
Okay. How about Mondays? Is it noon?
Monday's noon.
Monday's noon that comes to visit the school. Could there be people with such powers as such?
No.
Not really, because he had a flaming sword. And, apparently he had enough magic to... The Fetchers were like, if you've ever heard about vampires, they have to have permission to be let into a threshold. And it seemed like that was with the dogs, but he kind of broke the rules and he let them in.
Okay.
In the library.
So it sounds like you're making another text-to-text connection to other novels or books like Dracula or Vampires, where do you think Garth Nix, in the process of writing this, pulled on a lot of different ideas to synthesize them into his own piece?
Yeah, I think so.
What's another novel that we've read earlier this year that has the same sort of thing, took different pieces from other things to integrate it?
Probably the closest one is The Lightning Thief, mm-hmm. and then The Sea of Monsters. Some people have read in our class.
Okay. Definitely, I was thinking the same thing. It used a lot of different elements from mythology or other stories to make this story more exciting and interesting. Other groups have struggled in terms of vocab strengthener, that there have not been many words that have been challenging. Have you found yourselves running to the dictionary to try to figure out words,
no.
or do you just use context clues?
I go to dictionary.com on the internet.
Has that been
really
helpful?
Help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to me.
Not for you? Do you guess or just ignore or just skip over and try
Most
to make sense?
Most of the time
sense?
I know what they are, even though I hate to read.
But this is pretty engaging
novel.
Says
by email, but...
Yeah. But you really do enjoy it, though.
Well, it's not at the top of my list to read.
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly know which one is at my top of the list to read.
Mm-hmm. It has something to do with World of Warcraft?
It's not World of Warcraft.
Oh, that would be mine.
Well,
what would be at the top of your list? The James Bond stuff?
No.
Where is it?
Hansel and Gretel?
No.
Oh, The Saint's Bones?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, very good novel. All right. Aragorn?
Hansel and Gretel, where did you get that?
Do that or My Pretty Pony.
I think that this book is a lot like books like Raven's Gate and The Lightning Thief and The Sea of Monsters, because after you start reading this and you get tired of reading and your eyes are sore, you want to keep reading because you don't know what's going to happen on the next page.
Okay, that engaging. Would you agree with that, that this book is so very engaging?
Yeah.
How has it been? Has it helped to listen to the book as you read along at times?
Yeah.
How important is it for fantasy, especially for you guys who have a lot of a mix of sci-fi, to be able to listen along at times? Do your brain, your eyes get tired from reading and it's easier to just let your brains imagine? Pistons 1, 2, 3, I see you shaking your head. Do you think that helps?
Yeah, because it's when you hear something, like on a podcast, you can sort of vision it as in a television, but you normally do that with a book.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you're looking at a book for so long, you lose focus off it and fall asleep.
Okay.
Sometimes I do that a lot.
Okay.
But I also agree with Aragorn on his comment with it's close to Lightning Thief and
mm-hmm.
the Sea of Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it also has like a drop of the Vampire Plagueis series.
Okay.
Because it's kind of got like...
A little bit of horror slash mystery mixed in there. Would you say this book is a little bit violent? Or not?
I like that violence.
You like violent? Well,
everyone knows that.
Okay, you're
a little
into
bit, but so far the most violent thing that happened was the flame sword, and then the quarantine infection in the school.
Okay.
And that's I was
but nobody's died yet.
Okay.
Yet.
But
I'm still
except
hoping.
For when the Fetchers get so
overly
so
dramatic
hoping.
Things happening though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do a quick round of good news, bad news, an event, either good news or bad news, and why. Let's start with you, Mad Dog.
Do I do a good news or bad news first?
Pick one. Just one.
Okay, I'll do a bad news.
Okay.
But this is kind of really bad news in real life. Like, if you had asthma and you started running and you, like, fell down and started to have an asthma attack, that's a bad thing.
Okay, very serious.
Yeah.
Okay. Pokado?
Okay. My good news is probably that he didn't die in the first chapter, which would really take the first book. Because I can imagine writing a book that's one page long, and it's only got one chapter. Mm-hmm. There was a dude named Bob. He died at the end.
Do you think that book would be published, though?
No. Yes.
Probably not.
And my bad news is My Little Pony is evil.
Okay. Aragorn?
For good news, I think that recently he's made a new friend.
Two.
I think it's Lucy Turquoise Blue,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then he learns more about why he was given the key,
mm-hmm.
and why all these creatures are coming after him, and what the key was used for, and all that stuff.
Okay, so we're finally getting to the point where they start to explain some of the stuff. With he's inside the house, he's learning about the Fetchers, he's learning about Noon.
Because in the prologue...
Prologue?
Nobody had any idea what was going on.
Okay. I forget exactly the point you guys are at. Have we got to talking about Nifflings yet?
Yes. We're past that point.
Okay, so... Nifflings add another element of fantasy / horror to it.
I think that the bad news was, like, the worst part was, like, when he was in the school library and the Fetchers were coming to get him, and he had to run down under the library, and Noon came down and tried to get the key, and he threw it towards the door, and when he dove, Wendy's would throw the sword back and cut Arthur. But I think that was a very strong, dramatic part of the book.
Okay, very good. Let me ask one more question of you guys before we cut loose, because we're already at longest podcast yet.
Can we see My Little Pony at the end?
I'd like you to pose a question that you'd like your colleagues in Schaumburg to respond to. So what's a question that you want to ask them regarding the book that you'd like them to answer? What do you think about? What's your favorite? How do you like? What do you think about? I wonder.
What is your major prediction for what's going to happen next?
Is this the book that you were going to read if you had a choice from this and any other book at your choice?
What would you rate this book on a scale 1 to 10?
Do you think that this book has drama and impact in it? And do you think it's a fantasy, a mystery, or a horror?
Okay, good questions. I'd like to also add one more. What has been the most confusing part of this novel so far? Because it's certainly a very challenging reading level. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts and ideas. We look forward to you commenting on our blog and posting to our wiki. And we'll see you and chat with you soon. Bye.
My little pony.